You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 26, recorded Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. Welcome to All Things Transformers, quick episode 26. I'm your host, Steve / Megatron, and joining me as usual is...
TFG on mic, late. Better late than never. Yep. Oh, crap. Set my alarm, next thing I know, my phone's halfway at the other end of the bed, and I can't even hear the alarm.
Nice.
Yeah, we're supposed to be up at 5 o'clock doing this, but anyways, like I said, better late than never. As Steve said, this is a quickie, and I'm just gonna go over TFW's main page, couple stories. First thing I'm gonna bring up is Bay Blast's weak advertising campaign for Revenge of the Fallen. In an email dated May 4th, leaked to TMZ.com, Michael Bay blasted the lack of promotion in print ads for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. In the message, Bay complains that the print campaign was ineffective and an abject failure. He goes on to cite advice from Jerry Bruckheimer. Jerry always told him a studio that does not make the opening of a movie an event will get bitten in the ass. He then adds, besides my good friend Steven Spielberg, Jerry has made a lot more successful movies than sick all of us. Whatever the hell that means, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. In a further email dated June 6th, does go back to the statement, and thanks Paramount for raising their game. Yeah, well, it's, for me, it's very rare that I read magazines anymore anyways. So who gives a fuck about a print campaign, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't read the newspaper, and I'm not trying to be, you know, unworldly or anything like that. I just don't. First of all, it's too depressing. Second of all, there's too many ads. I mean, just in a, not even the Sunday paper, just a weekday newspaper. This, you know, there's so many ads and crap like that. I don't even care. In the magazines, you know, you have the little fucking subscription cards fall out every five pages. You know.
Well, you can find out all that crap online for free anyhow.
So. I know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, magazines and all that, you know, all that olden time crap are almost dead now.
Well, pretty much the buzz from the first movie has been what's driving the second one, so it's not really an issue.
Yeah. And then they put up the final trailer. Okay, they put it up. Let's see, when was this posted? This was posted today.
So they put it up a day before. Actually, because in about 16 hours, it'll be out in theaters.
Yeah, exactly. And two problems I have with this final trailer. Number one, who the hell is the bot saying, oh, we don't read much? Okay. It sounded to me, I didn't really get a good look at it because I just woke up, I'm half asleep, my eyes are probably halfway closed.
It was either Mudflap or Skids. It's one of the new mini Autobots.
Oh, it's one of the Bayformers. Okay, motherfuckers.
Well, it's one of the new Chevy concept cars.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Really small.
Yeah, well, he sounds like G1 Rumble is what he sounds like, and I'm not trying to say that this movie is supposed to be G1. I'm not saying it has to be G1, I could care less. I know the difference between being, you know, my G1 fanboy self and just being an overall Transformers fan. Yeah, I'll probably like this movie when I eventually get to go see it. I don't think I'm going to see it tomorrow. I'll probably go see it Saturday or next weekend, or I don't know at this point when I'm going to get to go see it.
Yes.
But, and the other thing that pisses me off, why the hell does Bumblebee still use the radio for talking? At the end of the first movie, he had his voice back.
Well, they claim that he had part of his voice back, so he can make some speech, but not completely. Which, Jesus Christ, can't they just build him a new one?
Well, the thing is, at the end of the first movie, because I just watched it because I was getting audio for Twig on Sunday. Anyway, you know, at the end of the first movie, he's like, I want to stay with the boy. Well, if he can say that much, he can carry on a whole fucking conversation, can he?
You would think so. I mean, I just watched the whole movie again Sunday, too, to get caught up for when I go see it this coming Sunday. So, I mean, I know what you're talking about there.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Moving on, I guess, before we, I don't want to end up, you know, being a movie basher, because I mean, it looks cool, but, you know, I've said from the very beginning, you know, I'm going to reserve overall judgment from after I see it, but for right now, all the teaser trailers or TV spots or whatever the hell you want to call them that aren't an official final trailer or whatever, they have not impressed me.
Well, I mean, they've impressed me, but I was expecting something similar to the first movie anyhow, but at the same time, I'm kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. I mean, I know with the box office, it's going to blow away Star Trek, but I think Star Trek will be a more superior movie and better storyline than this one overall.
Well, yeah. Just because of the simple fact that, for some odd reason, all of them, almost every single robot that I saw just now in that final trailer, they all look dirty. I mean, they all look like they have sand in their circuits. And yeah, granted, part of the movie takes place in Egypt, but I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't look right to me. I don't know if it's the fact that it's a trailer on my screen and not the actual movie on the big screen. I don't know. And hell, I haven't been to the movies since I went to go see Fast and Furious. But anyway, yeah. So moving on, I guess. Transformers game behind the scenes with Shia LaBeouf. Well, okay. I haven't watched this yet. I'll probably watch it after we finish this.
I've already watched it. Basically, it sits there and talks about the work that goes into the game, and then it's a pretty short clip, but
yeah, a minute 20.
You see him actually sitting there playing the game and everything else. So I mean, it's basically just a quick, real quick interview type thing.
Yeah. I mean, I can see, you know, having them, you know, Paramount or Hasbro or whoever is, you know, whoever's licensing Activision to do the game, I can see them having him do some gameplay stuff, you know, that's kind of cool. But why is he talking about the game? I mean, he's a fucking kid. I mean, we all know about video games, but we don't know what, I mean, most of us know what goes into them, but why not have a designer or someone behind the creative team talking about it, not fucking Shia LaBeouf. I don't know. Again, I just woke up, so looking at this news does not really impress me and does not really put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I mean, the game overall looks pretty nice. I mean, it looks like a drastic improvement from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of graphics, I'm not sure if they've kept that timing regulation in there that was a pain in the ass in the first game. I'm probably going to go rent it before I decide to buy it. In any case, I'm going to wait to buy it until I see it on the discount rack because I can't afford it at this point.
Oh, yeah. But
it's a single-player game as well as a multiplayer game with downloadable content available.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can download new characters, skins, and some new maps and that kind of stuff. So that'll be awesome. It'll be awesome playing with other people online in this game.
Yeah, I don't remember if the first one had multiplayer online.
It doesn't. I remember that much. This one, I've got more information pulled up on it now. It has a death match, like each Transformer for
If you destroy as many of the other players as you can, same bullshit as any other first-person shooter. They got Team Deathmatch, One Shall Stand mode, which is Team Leader, that will be Optimus and One Decepticon, Megatron. Mm-hmm. The object is to kill the opposing leader. So that looks cool. And then they got, like, control points, which is you take control of five little nodes on the map. And then they have Battle for the Shards, which is, like, a capture the flag for, like, the Allspark pieces.
Oh.
And you get to play as Prime, Ironhide, Breakaway, Bumblebee, Ratchet, Aerial Bots, and Protectobots, which are only multiplayer. And then you get, for the Decepticon, Starscream, Sideways, Grindor, Longhaul, Megatron, and then characters based off, like, Skywarp, like the Seekers, for just multiplayer. So,
I wonder if the different systems are going to have different exclusives. Like, they do that with almost every game now. Like we'll have some sort of exclusive hidden character. Same thing with PS3 and Xbox. I hate Xbox anyway.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be getting it for Xbox. Yeah. It'd be like the Wii or the PS2 or the PC.
Yeah. I guess moving on, Transformers inducted into Toy Fair Magazine Hall of Fame. Toy Fair Magazine inducted the Transformers toy line into its Hall of Fame at Wizard World Philly 2009, and Aaron Archer accepted the award on behalf of Hasbro. Other winners included Randy Bowen, sculptor, Tim Bruckner, sculptor, and Jesse Falcon, Marvel Legends creator. And they have a video on TFW, plus some pics of all the award winners and the statue created for the event by the Four Horsemen. I have not looked at this yet, so I'll look at it later and mention it at some point in another episode eventually. Yeah. Can't you tell, folks, it's really early and we're basically doing this by the seat of our pants more often than we usually do.
Well, we used to do it by an actual script. Now we're just like, oh, if we find anything to talk about, we'll just talk about it. If not, then screw it.
Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, I'm just going through whatever's on TFW's main page. I do want to get the movie novelization. I don't know. Everybody's been talking about it and whatever else, so I'll eventually get it. If that dumbass on eBay ever sends me my fucking money, bastard.
So everybody's a bastard to you?
No. Well, okay, look. If you win an auction on eBay, if you're... The way he worded it to me was he was interested in the other item that I was selling, which I was selling Blaster and Soundwave. I was not selling them together. I was selling them in two separate auctions. He had already won Soundwave. Generally, if you already won something on eBay, you know, I know there's a grace period. I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head what the grace period is as far as, like, you have 7 days to pay or whatever. But, I mean, you know, if you want your shit faster, you pay, you know, earlier. I mean, because, like, I'm ready to ship these things, you know. I mean, I got the guy's address from when he bought Soundwave, and then he sends me messages back and forth, like, 45 minutes to an hour each yesterday saying, you want a Blaster. Well, Blaster ended at $66, and the person that bought him didn't really want him. So I'm like, then why the hell did you bid on it? And then this guy wants him, so I said, okay, well, the auction ended at $66. Sends me another message saying, well, send me an invoice. Well, okay, he didn't win Blaster, so I can only send him an invoice for Soundwave. I had already originally sent him an invoice for Soundwave the day that the auction ended, which was Sunday. And I still haven't gotten a fucking payment yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I asked him, I said, you know, are you still interested in Soundwave? Because if he was going to say no, I was going to say, fuck him, report him to eBay, and relist the goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't stand about eBay, that people just kind of take their sweet-ass time.
I mean, most people don't. Most people, you know, when I've sold stuff before, that, you know, they would pay, you know, fairly quickly. And I would ship it out. You know, normally, I mean, my shipping turnaround is, as soon as they pay me, before I got my PayPal card, I would transfer the money out into my bank account, which would take, you know, takes PayPal like 4 days to do. So I would let them know. I said, look, you know, I'm not going to have the money to be able to ship this from when you paid me into my bank account until like Wednesday. I will ship it out Wednesday. And I always use two to 3 day priority shipping. I don't care what the cost is. And for the most part, it's like anywhere from $4 to $9. So I mean that's not bad shipping, and the boxes are nice, and it's just easy to do. And so yes, I just checked my email and no message from eBay. So God.
Well, I tried sending a message to Shout Factory and never got a reply, so I figured it was gonna happen, but oh well.
I don't know how unless one of us has a relative that works at one of the DVD companies or a movie company, I seriously doubt that we're gonna get any review copies of stuff until we get to be a little bit more popular, seeing as how we just started GCR, and it'd be nice to get review copies, but with review copies, you usually only have a certain amount of time to review them, and then you have to send them back.
Yeah.
At your own cost, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd still like to get a copy of some of the stuff just to check out.
Yep. Yeah. There really isn't that much else going on. Since this will be out before TuneCast Episode 4, I did put a preface on TC Episode 4. I don't know what the deal is with the audio, folks. I'm hoping the audio on this does not mess up. I don't think it will. But the lining when I record with the call recorder that I have, for some odd reason, it doesn't line the audio up right. I don't know if it's my internet connection or if it's Skype or what the deal is, so please excuse the audio lineup for episode 4 of TuneCast. We're going to have to go to a more conventional record each segment clip. Like the way Kevin broke it up into each segment was like, you know, segment 1 is like, you know, the general chat and whatever else. Segment 2 is like a history lesson of the show. 3 is like, you know, voice actors. 4 is the creators. 5 is the actual show itself. You know, so it was like 5 or 6 segments per show, but normally we'd just record one clip. Well, with the audio problems between episode 2 and episode 4, episode 3 wasn't that bad, but episode 4, it's very, very noticeable.
Yeah.
And we had recorded like an hour and 54 minutes straight, and I was like, oh crap, I don't want to have to redo this, so I'm just going to check it and see how bad it is. And it's noticeable, but it's not that noticeable, I don't think. But again, I don't want to constantly put out shitty quality crap. And I don't, like I said, I don't know what it is. I may have to either email the people that I bought the call recorder from, or I may actually have to update the software. The last time I tried to do the update was when it really, really started getting bad.
Yeah.
So I took the update off. So I'm not really sure what's going on. But yes, TuneCast will be out this tomorrow. And then TFG 120 will be out Friday.
Yep, both of which I already have edited and ready to go. Just need descriptions for...
I gave you... you need the TuneCast description,
yeah,
but I gave...
Yeah, I got the other one already.
I was going to say, I gave you TFG 1.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, Gary, Optimus Scourge, and I will probably record with Proto Man tonight for another toy cast. I'm not really sure. I think we're doing that tonight, so,
But tons of new content from GeekCast Radio and,
yeah.
Possible new, partner sites, at least for cross-linking or... possibly adding, because it's still up in the air about adding the show to the network.
Yeah.
But it will at least be cross-linking for now. But
yeah. I mean, hell, if...
That'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, if, you know, if they want to send us 30-second ad, you know, we'll be happy to put it in one of the shows in our ad section. If anybody out there that listens to this that does podcasting, if you want your show advertised, you know, just send it to our email addresses, whatever they are. It's got to be, like, 30 seconds long. You know, it's got to, you know, say what your show's about, whatever else. You can do all the... You can do all the editing or whatever that you want to. If you want to put music behind it, that's fine. We don't care.
Yeah, just send us like a 30-second clip or 30 to 45 second or something like that and
yeah.
Put it on. And we'll send you guys one as well.
Yep.
If you'd like to swap. And my email address for the podcast network is steve@geekcastradio.com. So, there you go with the damn yawning.
Hey, I have to say something about that though, because I've been very good the last 7 or 8 episodes. So,
but yeah, and yours is tfg1podcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you can reach us on Twitter. Mine is scp21. Yours is tfg1podcast. Geekcast Radio, GCRN, Tooncast.
And Beast Unleashed.
Yes.
Yes. Which I was thinking that if I would get enough money, which I didn't, if I got enough money from selling both Blast for Soundwave, I'd be able to get some of my Beast Unleashed sets. But yeah, right now the landscape is surviving. Unfortunately, I won't even be able to pre-order the damn G1 set yet, but whatever. I'm going to go to the Apple store later on today. My phone's not working right. Just bought the damn thing. And I seriously doubt Apple will give me a free upgrade to 3GS. I wish they would. But I seriously doubt they will. So I think AT&T told me that I'm not eligible for another year and a half. By then I'll have a new iPhone, so...
Yeah, who knows?
I can wait. I'm not that impatient for it. I was at first because I figured, oh, wow, I'm still under my 30-day return policy with AT&T. I can get the new one for like $200-something. Only problem is I didn't have the $200-something at the time. And I couldn't find anybody to lend it to me, even though they were going to get it right back, because AT&T was going to refund me my original 3G price. Minus the restocking fee after I got the pre-order in, but that didn't work. Anyway. Oh, boy.
I think we'll just tie up this episode because I got a few things to get ready, and then I guess just look forward to more content from GeekCastRadio.com as well as PredaconEmpire.com. Be sure to visit the forums and leave feedback on all the podcast episodes as well as on the iTunes and leave us feedback there.
What?
Feedback there. I was
having... Oh, yeah, you're having a bad voice moment there.
Yeah, well, my voice was going out, so I
did
something so I could still get the words out.
But... Yes, please leave us 5-star feedback on iTunes. That is the best way to help the show out. So I think we're going to close this ATTF out.
All right.
See you later, folks.
Coming this week on Tooncast, Episode 4, Voltron, Defender of the Universe, and Lion Force. Hello, I am TSG1 Mike, and join me and my co-hosts, Kevin and Dion, for a discussion on the Lion Force Voltron cartoon. Yes, that's right, we travel back to 1984 when the Lions finally came together and Voltron was formed. Coming this Wednesday, June 24th, 2009, from the Geekcast Radio Network. Please visit geekcastradio.com.
I'll be listening to All Things Transformers till all are one. This is Stan Bush signing off.